The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is update on NASCAR at Las Vegas, the Just a Fan's View After Chatter. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the JAFV Las Vegas After Chatter. The name of the game for Sunday's race in Las Vegas appeared to be overcoming adversity, if you had the time. My reasoning for this statement is many faced adversity during the weekend, and if they had time to overcome it, they finished well, or at least better than they would have. If there wasn't enough time, they didn't. Kyle Busch overcame the adversity of a blown engine before qualifying and having to start at the rear of the field to take the win at Las Vegas on Sunday afternoon. In fact, it seemed that most of the teams that finished in the top 10 had to overcome some sort of adversity over the weekend to finish where they did. I have to admit, I certainly was surprised with Kyle taking the race, although I knew he would be a strong contender for the win and figured he would definitely finish in the top 5. I just never expected he would be able to make it all the way to the front from the back, knowing how hard it has been to pass at Vegas in the past. He did a great job and was much more patient than he was in the nationwide race on Saturday. Although he had some help from other strong contenders on Sunday, he was right there waiting to pounce on the opportunity and took advantage of it for the win. Congratulations to Kyle. One thing I will say about Kyle Busch in 2009, and it's very noticeable, he is definitely more patient than in the past. A sign he is maturing quickly as a driver, and that could put him right at the top of the standings at the end of the year. And that doesn't bode well for the rest of the teams if it does pan out that way. Barring any unforeseen circumstances, I am sure he is going to be in the chase and one of the ones to beat for the championship. It seemed to this fan that several of the drivers went into a slight self-destruct mode while making pit stops this weekend. Some were charged with speeding and others just flat blew their entry into the pits and their pit stalls when it counted most. Maybe I should say when it counted against them the most. One thing was certainly noticeable for the entire weekend. During the races of both series, more than one person had trouble with the entry into the pits. It seemed that it was hard to get woed up before beginning the timing of the pit entry speed. It burned more than a few. I'll give a little more of my opinion about this situation just a little later. Just for a minute, let's take a look at some of the other top finishers. Clint Bowyer used fuel strategy and a slightly better handling car to take the second spot. Jeff Burton finished third, and it just goes to show if you keep on showing up and doing the best you can, good things happen. David Reutemann also had his own set of adversities to overcome, started in the back, and finished fourth for the day. It looked pretty bleak when his car developed an oil leak during the race, but they had time to bounce back from that too. Bobby Labonte stuck it out, and his team performed well as they took the fifth spot. They surprised a lot of people, and that's a good thing heading for Atlanta. Jeff Gordon started 28th, worked his way to the front, and broke the 20,000 laps lead barrier. He looked to be a contender for the win, but blew his left front tire after blowing the entry into the pit road. He finished 6th, even with part of his left front fender missing. Greg Biffle had a strong car, but the problems with the Roush engines that affected Matt Kenseth, David Ragan, and Carl Edwards caused him to run conservatively, possibly costing him a chance to win. Brian Vickers finished 8th and was part of the Toyota engine situation for the weekend. Jamie McMurray ran another strong race but had his own set of problems, as well as running another one of those Roush engines. Dale Earnhardt Jr. did a great job of overcoming adversity on Sunday. After blowing the entry to pit road and going a lap down, he managed to fight back for a 10th place finish, which takes a little of the qualifying pressure off of him as NASCAR heads on to Atlanta. Other notables that JAFV has been watching with interest are Marcus Ambrose, Mark Martin, and Tony Stewart. Marcos just can't seem to catch a break, but has made strong showings at all the first three races. I expect to see him in the top five more than once in the weeks and months ahead. Mark Martin has a strong car and team, and if some of the unusual things stop jumping out and biting them, look out. It could mean several wins for him this year and a place in the chase, as well as possibly taking his first NASCAR Cup championship. Tony Stewart and his new team are probably the biggest surprise to just a fan's view this year. I have been pleasantly surprised by the performance of his team and like what I see. I don't think anyone, except Tony and his teams, expected to perform so well right out of the box. He is only one of the feel-good stories so far this year. Don't count him out of contention. His 26th place finish this week was just a little misleading. Okay, let's jump back to the trouble with entering into pit road for a minute. I don't have a lot to say about it, except with all of the problems experienced by the racers this last weekend, I am sure NASCAR will at least take a look at the situation before the next race at Las Vegas. Personally, I think they will look at slightly extending the area to get slowed down to the pit road speed before they start the timing areas. I think it needs a minor adjustment, but that's just me. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week.